A Lady Cats softball team won 2 and lost 1 Saturday in an impromptu tournament put together at a dry softball field at Texas A&M Commerce. The Lady Cats are now 6-2 for the season. The Lady Cats are hoping to be able to host Longview for a district game sometime later this week. I talked with Lady Cats softball coach David Carrillo.
We got 3 games in on Saturday. It was a great thing for our kids, I think, playing on a great facility. It was awesome. Just to be able to have an opportunity to play over there. So, I'm thankful for Texas A&M Commerce for letting us use their field. And I thought we did very well this weekend offensively. I thought we hit the ball really well. A little sluggish in the field. We're a little rusty. But, I kind of expected that being away from it for 2 weeks. And, and the surface was a little bit different, Mm-hmm. So, but overall I was pleased with the way we played. I thought, our bats didn't seem to drop, to miss a beat. And like I said, we're a little rusty in certain areas, but those are things that we can work on. And, we're all in the same boat. Everybody's struggling, trying to find games. And, like our district opener tomorrow doesn't look good. So it's just one of those seasons that's rare, And I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know how to, talk about, with our kids. I just tell them to be ready. You never know, and be very flexible with their schedule, because wherever we have to go play, we're going to go play.
Mm-hmm. You played Sherman, Princeton, and also North Lamar.
Yes, the Sherman game and the Princeton game was kind of a tale of two cities, both of them. We got behind early and stayed behind for most of the game in the Sherman game, and then we were able to score some runs late and gave us a 6-4 win. And then the Princeton game was 6-3 down in the last inning, and I told our kids, hey, I knew the top of the lineup was coming, it's time to get rolling, and the bats got hot. And again, we were able to do really well that game and come back and on top 7-6. And then we got beat by a very, very good North Lamar team. They are very good this year, and they, it's just those things, we just faced a good team, and we didn't play as well as I would have liked, but, they are good, and, my hats go off to them, and they beat us 9-5 in the last game.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't shut us out or anything. We scored 5 runs.
No, we were able to hit the ball very well. I thought, Kristen Allen had a good day at the plate. Casey Moore, I was over there telling her, she put one out against North Lamar, and I said, you can come back and, you hit the first. You're the first high school girl to hit a home run out of that A&M Commerce Complex. So, it was a shot over the left field fence. So that was a good thing. But on the positives, I thought as a team, we hit very well, and we just got to continue to go. I was looking at the stats, and we're still batting way over 400 as a team, and that's very impressive and very good. We just got to get to where we are more consistent out in the field, and our pitching needs to be a little bit more consistent. But I feel like we're, heading in the right direction. We just got to get better every game. This is a different year. You're going to have to coach on the go, and you're going to have to learn on the field when you can get on it. And, some of those things that we messed up on were relays and cutoffs and things like that, but that's just from not having field time. We were working them every day, and I felt like we were doing really well with them early on in the year, in our tournament. But, again, being away from the field, nothing replaces games. Mm-hmm. The indoor is great, and you can work out in there, but nothing replaces live action. So, and that's kind of where we're at now. So, we're going to get better, and our girls just, we just got to continue to be patient and realize we have to be real flexible with the weather the way it is.
KSST Sports.